Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Oscar. I'm with National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation, and your individual answers are strictly confidential. Is this Ryan I'm speaking with?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, or in other offices? Will you definitely vote or probably vote or 50-50 or will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you.
Definitely. And
thank you. Just for statistical purposes, Ryan, what is your age, please?
44.
All right, thank you, sir. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
Caucasian.
All right, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not
10.
At all. 10? All right, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else, sir?
Republican.
Okay, do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
All right, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. And what specifically makes you say that in your own words? Go ahead.
The economy is bad. Prices are out of control. Lawlessness. Criminals are unpunished. Policies and principles are valued over common sense.
All right, thank you. So I have, let me a second here. Economy is bad, prices out of control, policy and principle are valued over common sense. Is that about right?
That's about right.
All right, perfect. Thank you, sir. Next one. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I'm going to go run down the list, and you let me know the top two that are most important for you, okay? I have immigration and border security, or climate change and environmental issues, or criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, or improving K-12 public schools education, or lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, or gun regulation and reform, or healthcare costs, or inflation in the economy, or protecting our democracy and freedoms, or standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights, or crime and violence. Which one are the top two most important for you?
I would say inflation and crime. I think the last one you said, crime and
violence.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Thank you, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Okay. Now, do you say you strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Getting worse? Okay, thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Getting worse, okay. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often, okay. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often. Okay, thank you. Now, would you say you have more rights or the same rights or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Same rights.
I'm sorry, you said the same?
Same rights, yeah.
The same? Okay, thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay? Here's the first one. Kamala Harris, on a scale from 0 to 100, how would you rate her? A 10?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And how about Taylor Swift? On a scale from 0 to 100? How would you rate?
40.
40? All right, thank you. And how about the NAACP?
15.
15? All right, thank you. And how about the Democratic Party?
15.
Okay, thank you. And how about Joe Biden?
10.
10? All right, thank you. And how about Ron DeSantis? Excuse me.
95.
95? All right, thank you. How about Donald Trump?
45.
Okay. And the last one, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them? Okay, thank you. All right, next question here. Let's see. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay, thank you. And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Would you say you're very worried or somewhat worried or not so worried or not worried at all?
Not so worried.
Not so worried. Okay, thank you. And now I'd like you to read, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Here's the first one. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society, which is you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, okay. How about abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, okay. How about America's diversity makes it stronger? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. And how about artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Artificial intelligence is a threat?
It's a threat
to jobs we can't afford right now?
We can't afford that job.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, okay. And how about the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Neutral.
Neutral? Okay.
I'd probably say somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree? Okay, thank you. And how about
unless neutral is an option, I'd say neutral.
No, I don't have neutral as an option. Just somewhat agree or somewhat disagree. Pretty much those are the two in between. All right, but you stated somewhat disagree? Okay, thank you. And how about the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society? Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
All right, thank you. And the last one on this. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree? Okay, thank you. And the next question. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Oppose? Now, would you say you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose it?
Probably somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more? Statement A or statement B?
A.
Statement A. Now, do you say you strongly agree statement A or just somewhat agree statement A?
Somewhat.
Just somewhat? Okay, thank you. And I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, 5 means you think it is somewhat important, and a 0 means you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? Here's the first one. Secure borders. On a scale from 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
6.
A 6, all right. And how about a strong military on a scale from 0 to 10, how important?
6.
Okay. And how about a fair and equitable court system? How would you agree?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
8.
8, all right, thank you. And how about affordable health care? How important do you think that is on a scale from 0 to 10?
7.
You said 7? All right, thank you. And how about religious freedom on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
10? All right. And how about traditional family values?
10.
10? All right. And how about free and fair elections?
7.
7? All right. And the last one on this. Quality K through 12 education on a scale from 0 to 10?
9.
A 9? All right, thank you. And let's see here, next question. And I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. On a scale from 0 to 10, how do you agree on that statement?
Four.
All right. And the last one on this. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. On a scale from 0 to 10, how do you agree on that statement?
It's a loaded question. I'd say 2.
A 2? All right, thank you. And let's see here. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. 10? All right, thank you. And switching gears a little, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate school.
College graduate or high school?
Postgraduate.
Sorry, I didn't hear you, sir. Thank you. All right, and are you married or unmarried with a partner or single or separated, divorced or widowed?
Married.
All right, thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal or somewhat liberal or moderate or somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
All right, thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, or every week, or once or twice a month, or several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Every week.
Every week? All right, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
All right, thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community? Yes or no?
No.
All right, thank you. All right, perfect. So, Ryan, this actually concludes our survey. I do thank you so much for your participation. Keep in mind your opinion is very important, so thank you so much for participating, okay? Enjoy the rest of your night, sir.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.